Ottoman Empire, as we all know, embarked upon a systematic deportation and murder of 1.5 million Armenians. These innocent men and women and children became the first genocide as we know. Mr. Chairman, I'm proud to support House Resolution 296, which would establish the permanent United States recognition and the ongoing remembrance of the Armenian genocide. And I want to thank Chairman Engel and Ranking Member McCall and Mr. Smith and all of the supporters of this resolution. In 1915, the Ottoman Empire, as we all know, embarked upon a systematic deportation and murder of 1.5 million Armenians. These innocent men and women and children became the first genocide as we know in the 20th century. Many of these survivors settled in my district in the San Joaquin Valley, where they lived, and their children have enjoyed the blessings of liberty and lived the American dream. This incredible, diverse valley that I have the honor to represent, we sometimes refer to as the land of William Saroyan. The land of William Saroyan, noted Armenian author. And Fresno State University is the only university in the United States that has a memorial dedicated to the Armenian genocide, a very moving memorial to their ancestors. Yet this brutal atrocity has not received the official recognition it deserves. So today it is proper and fitting that we do so. This is a moral issue. I call upon my colleagues to join me and more than 110 co-sponsors in supporting this long overdue passage by the United States House of Representatives. Mr. Speaker, the horrors of the Armenian genocide can never, ever, ever be undone. Yet by acknowledging the suffering of these victims through the official recognition of the Armenian genocide, we can ensure that at least future generations will never forget.